Hello, everyone. It's Jerome Parker, a.k.a. Master Shaken. This is Season 2, Episode 3 of the Code Life Podcast. I am here with Jonathan. Is that to say Jonathan?
Yep, this is Jonathan.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, despite everything that's going on in D.C.
Are you in D.C.?
Man, I'm in the DMV area. You know, the city's getting shut down and like, oh, it's shut down now on curfew. It's crazy.
So I was supposed to have another interview right after this one, but he's also in D.C. and we have to reschedule. So, I'm glad that you were able to come on. Why don't we start off with that? What's going on from your point of view?
What's going on from my point of view? I'm just going to say white privilege has lost its mind. White people have lost their mind. They are really just out here protesting the democracy that they demand that we uphold. It's ridiculous. Like, the man lost. Trump lost. Your boy's leaving the office in 2 weeks. Just let him go. Just stop this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's I'm in Louisville, and I was out during the Breonna Taylor. I actually went to high school with Kenneth Walker, the boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
We were classmates. This whole last year have been, it's been crazy. But anywho, go ahead and give everyone a brief breakdown of who you are, you know, where you're at, where you grew up, how you got into technology.
All right. Well, my name is Jonathan. I am born and raised in the DMV area, live in Maryland, specifically. I've been working in the tech space for like 7 years now. How I got into tech, actually, it was through video games. Interesting story. I wanted to be like a video game programmer. That was like my first goal. And I'm not, but that's that's a funny story. That's how I got into tech, through video games, because I wanted to build video games.
Word. That's how I got into it. So That's cool. All right. How are you self-taught, or did you go to school?
Yeah, I went to school for tech. I went to a high school that had a science and technology program. So the science and technology program had a computer science, for lack of a better word, major. So I got to take a few computer science classes in high school. Turned out I was pretty good at it and I enjoyed it. So I went to college, got my bachelor's in computer science from UMBC. Also, I went to UMBC because they actually had a video game programming certificate track. So I did that. So I was doing both of those at the same time. So I learned through school, but I'm also pretty naturally just quick at picking up coding and programming. That's the sector of tech I'm in as a developer. Because tech is so broad, I wanted to specify I'm a developer.
No, I feel you. What are the technologies that you currently work with?
At work, so at my day job, I work with Java, primarily Java, and the database is Oracle. We use the Java Spring Hibernate stack. The front end is actually AngularJS, which we are converting to React because AngularJS is so old. AngularJS is so old. It's coming to the end of its life at the end of this year. So we have to quickly convert.
Okay. Cool. And is that now... Personally, when you work on side projects and stuff, you know, what are some of the stuff you work with, or do you stay in that Java?
So on side projects, I started off in the Java stack because that's what I was more familiar with. But now I'm moving more onto JavaScript. I'm actually working on building a database, a financial interactive database for my mom's church right now. And I'm actually using, it's all JavaScript. The front end is going to be React. The back end is actually using Nest.js. And the database is Postgres, because free.
I feel it. Cool. So where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
This sounds pretty bold, but I actually see myself changing the world through tech. I enjoy my job now. I plan on being here for maybe another 3 to 5 years, trying to soak up as much as I can. But I want to own my own business. I want to start community building and opening up tech to people who thought they could never get into it. Because, you know, tech provides so many opportunities, not only financially, but like with the knowledge of tech, you can build resources that you may need, whether educational or for entertainment value. I just feel like tech is such a great resource. So I just want to build community through tech and open up its doors for specifically Black people, but with more of a focus on Black women and Black LGBTQ people.
I love it. I love that mentality because, you know, that's also, you know, something that I yearn for. Technology, I believe, single-handedly could help repair the racial wealth gap. Because we have all of these people are becoming billionaires and millionaires off of apps that is all open source. It's costing nothing.
Exactly. Like one good idea. One good idea and you're a billionaire.
Exactly. And even if it's not, even if you do it on the micro scale, like just, I think, you know, communities should start having apps. Like, you know, like, you know, that way, just using technology to foster community building. I mean, everybody talks about how technology drives us apart, but it honestly could and should be used to bring us together. So, no, I'm definitely with that. Now, with that being said, what path are you trying to take to get there? I know you say you want to focus on Black women and Black LGBT. So, are you wanting to focus more on the education side or the implementation side? Of actually building these products and resources, or
I guess more on the implementation side, but well, that's an interesting question. I never thought about it like that. So I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure out where my place is to accomplish this goal. I'm right now just trying to do a lot of different things. Like I'm in a lot of different clubhouse rooms, hearing about a lot of different, especially Black people in tech experiences, trying to figure out how to make it easier and better for the next people that come along. I think my space would be more in implementation rather than education, but I do like to, you know, teach people, help them learn, help them grow. I'm very passionate about helping people build their skills. Ooh, talking too fast.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'd like to speak with you about any advice that you have specifically for Black people, you know, Black women, Black LGBT, of, you know, overcoming adversity while trying to get into tech. We'll be right back. Tired of doing technical interviews and rounds of them? TripleByte is a platform that allows you to take one technical interview and have companies such as Apple, Microsoft, and Facebook bid on you for a job. Click on the link in the show notes to get started for free. It is always free, and offers will come to you in your mailbox. Click to get started. And we're back. So, Jonathan, I'm assuming you're a Black gay man.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. And what do you identify?
You gay? Like Black gay man? Is that what you're asking?
Cisgendered
gay man.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome. All right. So, have you in your tech experience dealt with racism and homophobia? And if you have, would you mind talking about that and how you dealt with it, and maybe some advice that you could give to other Black LGBT people who are trying to get into tech and how they can
do it. I haven't really dealt with homophobia. So when I first started working in tech, I was still kind of in the closet myself, so I didn't really put it out there like that. Recently, I am more open about my sexuality. I haven't received any, I don't feel like I've received any, like, homophobic, like, anything homophobic against me. Yeah, any direct
any homophobia direct,
against like, me. No, yeah. As for racism, I mean, microaggressions. Literally today, one of my coworkers sent me this, like, meme, and they were trying to be funny, but I was, it kind of felt like a microaggression. It was that meme of Dave Chappelle from his crackhead sketch, and he was in, like, you know, the meme he had, like, he was asking me for some test files that he could have honestly done himself, and it was just, it just felt weird. I was like, okay, why did you choose this meme specifically? Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I feel you. That's part of that. That is honestly the biggest reason why I left corporate. And, you know, I really focused on my own companies and my own endeavors because, you know, it was about to get to a point where I was going to punch somebody. So I didn't, you know, I'm not going to go out, let them get me out of character. So I just,
I feel you. Like, I came back from my holiday break, and we have a designer on our team, and she drew everyone avatars for their profile. So when I left for break, everyone had pretty sensible avatars. And I come back, I noticed a lot of these white people avatar skins got a little bit darker, and I'm like, okay, why did y'all darken y'all skins? It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, what? Like, now everyone on the team is, now everyone's team has to be black. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they hate what they emulate, which is crazy. But okay, cool. So what advice do you have for people who are dealing, who go and deal with those microaggressions on the day to day? How do you deal with them? And not just in the workplace, but like when you get home, you know, you had a, like, a long week, how do you do your detoxing just to like get all the,
I'm one of those type of people that just, I don't sweat the small stuff, and I tend to just let stuff roll off my back. So for me, like, I'm able to be like, okay, y'all racist or y'all ignorant, and just shrug my shoulders. As for like the avatar thing that happened this week, like, I made a comment. It was kind of a shady comment. I probably need to go back and be more direct, but I did make a comment during one of our stand-ups on Monday. I was like, oh, I see everyone's avatars changed. I was like, y'all look a lot different than what y'all than what y'all did before I left for break. So, you know, I'm putting out there that, you know, but I probably need to be more direct and like, this is kind of actually racist. This is actually blackface, digital blackface. Like, let's clean this up.
Yeah.
Go back to your white avatar. Yeah.
Cool.
Please,
be true to thyself.
My advice, though, to anyone who's experiencing that is, you know, know your job. Like, know who you work with. Because I don't want to tell anyone to just suck it up and take it, because you definitely do not have to. You can definitely find another job somewhere else if it's completely ridiculous. But, you know, we need, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Jobs are hard to come by. We need money out here. So, like, if you don't have anything immediately lined up, know your job, maybe wait until the right moment to say something. But I would definitely say, you know, say something, get it off your chest. Don't just, in the best way possible, knowing your job, knowing the people you work with, that won't cause you to lose your job.
Right. Okay, that's solid advice. So, all right, well, those are all the questions that I have. So do you have any questions for me?
Wow, I did not. I actually did. I wrote them down, and then my notes app did some weird thing today. It's time for me to get a new phone. So they are all gone. So I cannot even remember one of the questions because I was so focused on what has been going on in DC today.
Well, that's a valid reason.
Can I plug one thing real quick? So actually, maybe.
Yes, plug everything, yeah, actually, social media.
You know, besides the social media, like two things. So earlier in our conversation, was mentioning, you know, tech to community build, to community build for specific communities. I was actually working on one of my projects on the back burner right now. I was actually working on, I don't want to call it social media, but kind of a social media, for lack of a better word, for like Black people to help not only to just connect with each other, have fun, share memes like we do on all these other social media sites, but like I want to have a section where we can learn about being more active in protesting and knowing our rights for, you know, when we're confronted by the police and Black businesses, putting all that out there. So I'm gonna have to pick that one. I'm definitely gonna pick that one back up soon, but that was something I was working on. I just wanted to mention that because you brought that up earlier.
Well, whenever you are ready to demo a prototype, I'll gladly have you back on.
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely hit you up on Twitter when it's ready. Besides that, I wanted to plug, I actually have a podcast myself, me and one of my best friends. We just talk about random topics that interest us that day. It's slightly nerdy. It's slightly, we get into some deep stuff. Some of them are just purely comical. The podcast is called The Tea Ain't Always Sweet. It's on Apple Podcasts. You can also find it on SoundCloud. So yeah, that's The Tea Ain't Always Sweet. You can follow us on social media at Ain't Always Sweet on Twitter and Instagram. We took a little break. We haven't put out an episode since maybe late September, but we, you know, new year, we're refocused. We're about to get back into it, release some new content. Besides that, y'all can follow me on Twitter at JCoolFools. That's my Twitter name, my Twitter handle. So, I think that's all I had.
Awesome. And I will have links to all this in the show notes. Jonathan, it has been wonderful having you. I appreciate you reaching out, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely will be. I'm going to be in your DMs about how to, you know, get out of the corporate, because, like I said, 3 to 5 years, I'm trying to be done with it. So...
I will gladly help. Gladly. But everyone, thank you for listening. And make sure that you are followed and subscribed to the podcast. This podcast is self-funded. If you would like to support, please do so on anchor.fm/CodeLife and become a sponsor. Otherwise, I will talk to you all next time.